This is KD&K Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to Education Matters on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Today, I'm joined by phone with Amanda Peterson, Program Director of Focused Kids. On today's show, we will be discussing parenting, school, and learning how to cope with the new normal as we adjust to physical distancing and, for some, a remote and work school life. Thanks for joining me today, Amanda.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me. It's always great to chat with you and your team there at the radio station and AZYEP.
Yeah, thanks. We really appreciate you connecting with us during this time. So let's get started. Though we had you on the program recently, can you please remind listeners about Focus Kids and a little bit about your background and your role with the organization?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So Focus Kids is a local nonprofit. We're based out of Basalt, and Focus Kids was developed by Kathy Hegberg about 8 years ago. Kathy brought me on about 2 years ago to help her continue to grow the program. Based on the work that Kathy had done with kids in her private practice, and the work she had done with teaching them self-regulation skills, and as a growing increase of requests from parents about how to help their kids with self-regulation skills, she wanted to make those tools available to children all over our valley. She has a background in family and child therapy, and I was a teacher for 15 years in the Roaring Fork School District. I'd used her program in my classroom and saw the benefits of it, and just loved the work she was doing. So she brought me on, and we've been able to develop a model to meet the growing and complex needs of social-emotional learning to reach families, teachers, and students all across the valley. We have a collaboration with the Roaring Fork School District. We work in classrooms pre-K through third grade. We teach kids about their developing brain and how they can be in charge of their brain. We teach them fun, calming, and focusing strategies like taking deep breaths with a breathing ball, mindful coloring, and lots of other engaging mindful activities. We also work with local preschools, and we have an online platform that we use to connect with teachers and offer them professional development opportunities on a monthly basis through Zoom. And ironically enough, that online platform is going to become a big focus for a lot of the work that we are doing right now with families and with teachers.
Wow, such important work. And thank you for that great explanation. I do think it is interesting that you guys were moving towards a Zoom platform and now it's very timely.
Yeah, that's really been interesting. We started using Zoom back in the fall, and like I said, we wanted to find a way to reach a lot of teachers in a short amount of time, right? Teachers don't have a lot of time on their hands to go get to professional development opportunities. So we thought by having an online platform, that was a way that we could connect with a lot of teachers at one time. And now we're finding that Zoom model is what we're all using now. So we feel really grateful that we have that system in place and we can use it to now do even more programming with parents and kids and teachers.
Right. Okay. There's no doubt that the new normal is taking some adjustment and we are all coping with a high amount of stress right now. Do you have some strategies on how parents can give love to their children during these times of stress and uncertainty?
Yes, I can share with you what I've been working on for myself at home. It is really hard. It's hard to show up right now for our kids. It's hard to love them in the way we want to love them when we're with them all day, every day, when we're trying to balance work, life, finances, all these stressful things. So it is really hard. And I like how you said new normal. This does not feel normal or right to a lot of us right now. As parents, most of us didn't sign up to be teachers and work from home full time. So this is a challenge that we're all experiencing together. I'm a parent of a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old, and it's hard. We have good moments and not so good moments at our house. What I'm trying to work on with myself is that I have to take care of myself and really utilize my own strategies in order to show up and be available for my kids. And it takes a lot of conscious work every day. One strategy that's helped me is creating my own morning routine before my kids are up and wanting things from me. Now that I do have a little bit more time on my hands in the morning, I can get up and dedicate whether it's 30 minutes or an hour for my routine. And by doing that and carving out that time for myself, I'm going to be more likely to be ready to take on the day in a calmer and less reactive way. Another strategy is be flexible. I just try to keep telling myself, be flexible, let it go. You know, we're all just working through this one day at a time. And that's been hard for me because I like routines and plans. Sometimes the daily routine goes smooth and we feel really good about it. And other days, everyone melts down and we have to throw it out and just sit and be with one another and talk. I think talking and having conversations is really important right now. Let your children know that this isn't easy for you and you're trying your best. I'm also trying my best to channel the work from Tina Payne Bryson and Dan Siegel that we reference a lot in the work we do. And their latest book, which I mentioned the last time I was on, The Power of Showing Up. This is a really great time to utilize the strategies that they offer in their book on how we can show up for our kids right now. And if parents can just remember these three words, it will help them with giving that love to their kids right now. And those three words are safe, seen, and soothed. During these times of uncertainty and high stress, we have to show our kids that they are safe. That will look different for every family, but it's the number one way we can help our kids to feel calm, which in turn means they will be less reactive and will be able to cope with all of this a little easier. This might mean a daily conversation about what is going on in the world or spending an extra few minutes with them at bedtime. Also, remember the word seen. So safe and then seen. This has been a huge one for me through all this, taking the time to see our kids and understand their emotions right now, to put ourselves in their shoes. We think that this is hard as parents, but what I'm learning from my kids is that this is just as hard, if not harder, for them. So being able to see them and connect with them will really help you get through this together. I'll share a personal story about one of my kids this morning. You know, we'd had a good morning. I felt like we were on track for the day and my daughter and I were out taking a walk and all of a sudden she starts getting really upset at me and she starts yelling at me as we're on our walk and telling me I don't understand and I don't get it. And my reaction was at first I wanted to kind of like get mad and walk away from her. And then the more she started to share with me, the more I realized that she was just feeling really frustrated. She wanted to be at school today. She wanted to be with her teachers. She didn't want me to be her teacher today. She didn't want to be sitting in our family room doing schoolwork all day today, or even if it's for a half hour, an hour today. She wanted to be in her classroom with her teacher and with her friends. And so once I could stop and really see that, what was happening in her mind and what she was going through, it really allowed me to just be a bit more patient with her and help her get through that and in a calmer and healthier, happier way. So we can, you know, get through this, and it's going to be easier if we can just stop with our agenda and see what our kids are experiencing and feeling. It really helps to connect with them and not be so hard on them. The last word is soothe. So we have safe, seen, and soothed. Kids need to be soothed right now. Find ways to help your child feel soothed and comforted. Reading a book together, doing some art, going for a walk, spending a few extra minutes at bedtime. Whatever it may look like for your child and whatever it might be that they need, just really soothe them right now. So to help you connect with your child and give them the love they need right now, just remember those three words: safe, seen, and soothed. And just start to notice how those words can influence the way you go about your interactions in your day with your kiddos. And it might really make a difference. I know it has for me.
Thanks, Amanda, so much for sharing that and for sharing the story with your daughter from this morning. I think that's really great advice for parents. So I appreciate those. Safe, seen, and soothed. Let me just remind listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Education Matters on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And I'm talking with Amanda Peterson, Program Director from Focused Kids. So, Amanda, what are some fun strategies to help families during this time? Are there suggestions you have from what you are doing with your family or from the curriculum you all have at Focus Kids?
I think families are getting really creative and coming up with some really fun things. And I want to say, too, that don't be hard on yourself if you feel like your family isn't getting creative right now. A lot of families are in stress, high stress mode right now, and it's hard to find moments to carve out to have fun and to be creative. But I also feel like if you can find a little bit of time to have fun together, it really will help that overall feeling of stress that you're experiencing. Our family has been working on a puzzle, which is new. We have this puzzle that we've never opened until the past couple weeks. It's taken over the kitchen table, but it's been a lot of fun and a really great distraction from news and social media and just our own annoyances that are coming up in our days right now. So puzzles have been great. There's an app based on a game called Heads Up, and it's really fun. We've been having a lot of fun with that. We downloaded the app on our phone, and it's a great family game, and it's for all ages, and there's different levels. And so the game Heads Up is really fun. We had a bonfire one night in our backyard. That was a nice treat. I think, again, every family is different. So just finding what's fun for your family is really important right now. Laughing and doing fun things together is so important, and it's a great way to connect with each other. So these are times to just make the best of it when we can.
Yeah, I've heard so many different families and friends who have really found some silver lining in this, and those are great examples of, you know, quality time with your family that you may not have had before this situation. So
yeah,
it's a good reminder to us all to just breathe in, breathe out, and find the things that we don't normally get to do.
Yes, that's so true. So many of these activities that we're doing are things that we normally wouldn't be doing in the busyness of our days. And so to be able to just, like you said, find that silver lining, it really does help.
You and I have both been educators in the Roaring Fork School District. And truthfully, I'm really in admiration with the teachers that just went back to school. I don't know how I would respond being a classroom teacher right now, but I do know with confidence that they're working hard and probably trying their best in this situation because they love kids. Educators mm-hmm. just naturally love kids. And so the schools are back in session in all three school districts in our area. How can teachers show up for their students so they don't feel so isolated while doing school remotely?
I think, again, finding ways to connect with your students. I just wrote a letter to all of the teachers in our Focus Kids community, and hopefully other teachers will be able to access that as well. And I think what I said in my letter is that kids are craving connection time with their teachers and their peers right now. And as teachers, you know, I think if we can just, you know, get creative, like you're working from home right now, so this is your chance to do things that you might not normally get to do when you have the pressures of observations and state standards coming down on you. So finding that creative outlet and then finding ways to connect with your students as well. They just, like I said, the students really, they want to be with their teachers right now. So whether you can get on a call with them or FaceTime them or set up a Zoom session for as many of your students to join in that can, so they can connect with you and feel like they're not so isolated. And that's going to also help teachers feel more motivated and feel like they're doing something meaningful in these times where they're, you know, might not feel like what they're doing has as much meaning coming from home versus in the classroom.
I'm hearing a theme throughout this conversation, and it's mostly love and connection is really important right now. So do you have any strategies for teachers that may help them during this uncharted territory of online landscape?
Yeah, I think, again, the biggest thing is time to take care of you. It is so hard, and I know personally that it's so hard to connect with other people, to show up and be available for other people, whether it's friends, our spouses, our students, our kids, when we're not taking care of ourselves. So again, I feel like the silver lining a little bit for teachers is that they have a little bit more time and space right now that they're not used to. It's hard for teachers to take care of themselves because they're always so immersed in their classrooms. So now is a time that they can put themselves first. And even if it's just an hour of the day, I think that teachers will be so much more motivated again to show up and be there for their students if they're taking the time to do things for themselves. Also, I think it's really helpful for teachers to have a routine in their day as much as possible. You know, and I know as former teachers that we thrive off of schedules and routines, and we know minute by minute what's going to happen in our day. And that's not how things are right now. So finding as much routine as possible, whether it's just an hour out of the morning to get up, get dressed for the day, and then notice the days you feel good and productive. I think this is really important for teachers and parents, but noticing the days that you feel like you accomplished something, that you feel good about yourself and about what's going on around you, and try to trace it back to what you did that day that made that easier for you, whether it was getting up and taking time for yourself, whether it was staying off your phone for a little bit, eating a healthy breakfast, getting out for some exercise, but just trying to notice what it was in your day that helped make your day go a little bit smoother and a little bit easier. And that might help motivate you to do it again the next day.
That's great advice for us all, really. So, yeah. Amanda, I understand Focus Kids has a curriculum on your website. Is there something on this website teachers can draw upon during their lesson planning for online teaching?
I think so. Yes, we have resources on our website at www.focuskids.org. And our materials are always evolving and changing. And really, we grow our program and our materials based on the needs of teachers and families. So right now, we're working closely with the district to get our lessons out to students and families as part of their crew lessons. So hopefully teachers will be getting those lessons, which then the families will be getting. And I will also be posting videos that I'll be sharing with teachers that then, again, hopefully they can send on to their families. And as I had mentioned before, we're excited to be using Zoom to reach students and parents and teachers. So this is new for all of us, and we do have resources on our website that teachers can always access and find out how they can implement them into their online learning right now. And then, staying connected to what we're doing at Focus Kids will give teachers more opportunities to get creative and to tune into what we're doing and how we can help them get resources out to kids and families.
You're both an educator and a parent, clearly, as we've been discussing. What advice do you have for parents and teachers?
Again, I think just find that time to take care of you and give yourself a break. This isn't easy, and there's no right or wrong right now. Just do the best you can. And my biggest advice that I'm working on personally is to just take one day at a time. What happened yesterday likely won't happen again today. And what happens today most likely won't happen tomorrow. So just taking it day by day.
Great advice. Where can listeners learn more about Focus Kids? I know you gave the website, but just remind us, please.
Yeah. So our website, again, is www.focusedkids.org, and that's FOCUSEDKIDS.org. And you can always email me. I love connecting and growing our Focus Kids community. So I always encourage people to email me, and my email is Amanda@FocusKids.org. We have a great Focus Kids community, and it's growing rapidly every day. We have a following, not just in our valley, but we have a community in Arizona. We have a Focus Kids community in Mexico, and even some teachers in Australia who have been reaching out to us and working with us through Zoom. So it's been exciting to get lots of new people involved in our Focus Kids community.
Well, congratulations on that. I definitely notice on your website a wealth of information, so I encourage our listeners to check it out and definitely get in touch with you if they're even considering. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off today? Thanks so much for all the information, but I want to make sure that you have said everything you want to say.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Beth. I would like to say that I feel really grateful right now for the work I'm getting to do. for me, doing things like this interview are what are keeping me going from day to day. So it just feels really good to be able to reach out to the community and to be connecting with so many different people. And I also want to give a shout out to Kathy Hegberg, our founder of Focus Kids, who has been working every day for the past 3 weeks now to get financial support to families in our community. We have collaborated with Valley Settlement and the Family Resource Center to get funds to families in need. So far, she has passed out almost 20 checks a day of $500 each to families who are needing immediate funds to help them with groceries or other expenses. If you'd like to donate to that fund, you can go to our website, focuskids.org, and click Donate Now, and then click on Focus Kids Family Stress Relief Fund. As I said, Kathy is delivering checks every day, and that money is getting into families' hands right away. So that's been awesome to see that piece going out into the community. And also, I'm very fortunate that we will be collaborating with the Momentous Institute out of Dallas. They are a school out of Dallas, in inner city Dallas, who builds their whole educational model off of the social emotional needs of students. And we get a lot of the work we do from them. And we'll be collaborating with them as we look towards supporting families and connecting with families during this time. So that's exciting. And then next Monday, April 6th, Tina Payne Brayson, who you hear me quote quite often, will be joining us live for our once-a-month Zoom session to talk with parents and teachers about the challenges we are facing right now. So that's a huge opportunity that she is going to be on with us. And again, if that's something that you want to be a part of, you can go to our website and get signed up on our blog, and that's something that goes out through our blog, and that's a Zoom link that you'll get once you are signed up for our blogs. So lots of good stuff happening for Focus Kids, and I'm so grateful to be part of this work that's so necessary right now. So thank you so much, Beth, for always making time for us and allowing us to share what we're doing with your listeners.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I really appreciate all that information, and I'm sure our listeners do too. Again, the website's focusedkids.org, and Amanda's email is amanda@focusedkids.org. So thanks so much for being here today, and we will look forward to speaking with you again, Amanda.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks for listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I've been talking with Amanda Peterson with Focus Kids. And for more information on strategies for parents and teachers, visit focuskids.org. This has been Beth Weisong with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.